This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Matt Bracken is going to take over after this segment, but I wanted to play this video. Part of me debates even airing it, but it's just like, just the matter of factness that these people speak of Trump supporters being racist with is unbelievable. And so here's Cortez in a sit-down interview with some soy boy cuck on Pod Save America, some cuck cast. Here's Cortez and the cuck host saying every Trump supporter is racist.
Trump becomes president, and there's this debate about, you know, are Trump voters racist? And clearly, the rallies.
I'm sorry. I need to do a proper introduction here.
Hi, this is Pod Cuck America. This is your cuck host, and we're here with Alexandra Cortez. So welcome to Pod Cuck America, Alexandra. Please go on.
Line, and there's racism there. And then I wonder, like, I don't necessarily want to vilify people who vote for Trump, but at the same time, you also need to call racism out. And I don't know how, even beyond Trump, I don't know how we ever sort of piece this back together, or where are the spaces for these conversations? Mm-hmm. It's not Twitter.
Mm-hmm. No, it's certainly not. Well, first of all,
I almost apologize. This is such low IQ drivel. But this is what the left is. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not freaking racist. You guys are just stupid. That's really what this is. But they deny their own stupidity, and then they just mask it by saying, oh, everyone's a racist that I politically disagree with. So let's go back to Pod Cuck Soy America.
I think the biggest mistake that we have, and it's a trap that gets set by the right, whether intentionally or unintentionally,
it's
just the frame of asking, is blank racist?
That's all we do.
Something that we have to pull ourselves out of. It's not about asking whether Trump voters are racist. We need to talk about racism, not
why?
Racists.
What is with these people?
Racists.
Hold on, pause. I'm telling you, like, do you hear what they're saying? I'm wondering, like, do they even hear what they're saying? It's like that old joke from Arrested Development. With Tobias Fünke, I just blew myself. Like, did you hear what you just said? It's like, I wonder, are they even listening to what they're saying? Do they understand how dumb they sound?
We need to talk about racism. Everybody's racist. Yes, Trump supporters are very racist, but how do we move the conversation beyond Trump supporters being racist? Well, we need to talk about how everything's racist and ask what's racist about this. Oh, I have a toilet seat in my house that's white. Is that racist? Yes, you should have a toilet seat that's white and black, and then you're not racist. Oh, but you still might be racist because everything is racist. Oh, but we have to talk about the racism. And then maybe nothing will be racist, but everything is still racist, so we talk about it. And then everybody that listens to my podcast is a bunch of basket cases because they think everything's racist.
Something racist, yes or no? And then you debate it. What do you do about that? We need to talk about racism, its contours, its histories, where it manifests, how it's used. Because life is winning political phenomena, whether they're good or bad in your opinion, they rely on coalition.
Stop it. I can't take it anymore. Yes. Oh, the intellectual genius of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez on Pod Cuck America. Yeah, because, like, there's no real issues in America like poverty and homelessness. By the way, I think 9 police officers have committed suicide this month. Hundreds of veterans are committing suicide all the time. We've got, you know, on the verge of international conflicts that could break out. I don't think a bomb cares about what color your skin is, but no. Racism is the big thing we all get to talk about, because I'm on Pod Cuck America with Alexandra Cortez. Wow. All right, well, I got good news. I'm signing off, and Matt Bracken is taking over. And in fact,
I'm going to take a little vacation starting right now. Alex Jones will be back tomorrow. I'm checking out, and I don't know. I'm going into the clown world. I may never come back.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, what a show today. The bar is set very high. Watching Alex from remote and Owen in the studio, it's amazing how good the sound was with Alex on remote. Really good, so, video and audio. I have to salute Owen for the terrific job getting the interview with the Google engineer, Zach Voorhees. That was really great. I mean, that just took it from Project Veritas' canned, very good canned stuff and brought him in live. The guy's very brave. I just did a quick Google search on the engineer, and guess what? He's a terrible person. Just look at, like, the first five links on Google. If you look up, Google engineer, he's a terrible person. You shouldn't listen to him. I mean, he's a really bad guy. Isn't it amazing how that works? But anyway, great job, Owen, with that interview. Everybody should watch it. And like it was said, download the zip file and get these things out so that they can never be disappeared the way that Epstein's testimony has disappeared, and his any blackmail documents or videos seem to have disappeared. We'll see in the coming days and weeks if Epstein had any dead man switches, thumb drives sent to 100 media people, things like that. Probably not. I tend to think not. Epstein, I guess he thought he was untouchable. He was still living in New York and flying freely around the world when he was arrested. It seems amazing to me that he didn't years ago bug out to some place with no extradition treaty where he could buy off the local establishment, maybe even get plastic surgery. The fact that he was thinking that he was an untouchable, he must have thought that he had very good security from his blackmail videos, but evidently not. And they put him in a place where whether he committed suicide or was strangled by somebody that they let into the cell, we'll never know for sure. I would certainly doubt that he committed suicide. But the fact that they had him in a place like that where he was just dead meat, counting down the days until his lips would be sealed forever. There were a lot of powerful people that probably were on those blackmail videos, and now they're sleeping a little bit better, but maybe there will be some other things. You know, this Maxwell woman, who is not only one of the procurers, you might say she's a seductress, like a break-in to break in the new girls, very similar in a sense, in a way, to the way that Harvey Weinstein operated. You know, Harvey Weinstein or the elderly Mr. Epstein, they're not exactly Brad Pitt, you know, in terms of the sex appeal. So what you do is you have female handlers to sort of smooth the path and show them the way, shall we say. And these women are still out there. They might have their own blackmail video files that they can bring in at some point. Not to mention, going down to Pedo Island, Lolita Island, it's really been great seeing the drone video. Paul Joseph Watson has some good stories up on InfoWars and Summit News about the changing windows, you know, where the computers are shown and then the computers are gone. And then weeks later, you know, the FBI shows up, the famous but incompetent faking bogus investigations FBI, the same guys that, like, waited a month after Benghazi to get in there and recover any lost documents. You know, this was like weeks after independent journalists had gone into the Benghazi consulate. But no, the FBI gives them weeks to either clean up the place or plant new fake evidence. So yeah, it's one more thing giving us, you know, more and more reasons not to trust our government, not to have confidence or faith in them. And if anything comes out of Epstein at all, because I don't think his blackmail videos are ever going to probably see the light of day, it's been a massive red pill for the American normies, people that just don't want to believe, like guys like Hannity. You know, 99% of the FBI, they're just great. They're really working hard. They're just great guys. Well, Hannity, I guess you could say, is, for all the great work he's done on exposing the Russia collusion hoax, he's still basically at heart a normie. You know, and he's kind of a member of the establishment in his own way, which we saw where he came to the defense of Fredo Cuomo over Cuomo getting jumped very mildly, you know, compared to conservatives that have had drinks thrown on them, you know, had mobs just screaming at them and chasing them out of restaurants. A couple goofballs come up in a kind of a friendly way, call him Fredo Cuomo. He totally loses it. And this is something I wanted to mention this, because I really hadn't seen this aspect. Of course, I don't watch all media all the time. But the biggest mistake that Fredo Cuomo made was in branding himself for the rest of his life as Fredo, the weak moron younger brother. Yeah, you know, we'll give him a job at the casino. He'll think he's running it. We'll give him a job on CNN. He'll think he's an anchor. You know, he's just a conduit for the deep state and for, you know, left wing causes. But he'll think he's an anchor. So he totally owns the Fredo label for the rest of his life. But, you know, going back to my youth, I took Taekwondo when I was in a high school from an old Korean guy, tall Korean, hardcore. He told me back in Korea they practiced outside, snow, summer, ice, anything, on gravel. They would do fist push-ups, tiger push-ups, all seasons on gravel. Well, in the dojang, that's what they call a dojo for Taekwondo. I guess it's Korean. In the dojang, he didn't want us to have our mouth open up. You know, you're hyperventilating, you're working out. He wanted us to be breathing through our nose. And the way he explained it in his not so great English, you don't want to let your enemy, your adversary, ever see that you're struggling, that you're afraid, that you're winded. You know, you want to show your same game face, your war face, all the time to your adversaries. And what Fredo Cuomo did was expose his weakness. He flipped out over being called Fredo, and as a result, for the rest of his life, that's going to be the number one search result for him is going to be Fredo. So in terms of our own selves, in terms of your own, you know, self-improvement or how you look at life, never let them see you sweat. You know, don't show your weakness. If you're going to have a moment of weakness, do it in private. You know, if somebody gets up in your face, the thing that he should have done is just say, hey, look, fellas, I'm here with my family. Can you guys chill out? And then even just walk away. But he actually empowered his enemies by showing so much of his weakness. All right, today I've got a whole wide range of things to talk about. You know, the global elites, the crisis in Hong Kong, the red flag laws. Now the Democrats are openly talking about gun confiscation, which they call a buyback, which makes no sense. It's totally Orwellian newspeak because they never owned my guns. They can't buy them back. What they're talking about is confiscation now. Not only so-called assault weapons, they're talking about all semi-automatics. You know, up with the Las Vegas kill count, I think the next biggest was the Pulse nightclub. That was pistols. That was Glocks. So now the liberals are talking about an assault weapons ban and all semi-automatics. They don't distinguish rifle or pistol. We'll see where that goes. I've got some more on Pedo Island, and I'd also like to talk today about this film, The Hunt, which I started exploring into this film and uncovered a huge gold mine of information about the producer of The Hunt, who's a guy named Jason Blum, who also produced the Purge series. And it seems like he's got a consistent theme, which we'll get in when we'll come to when we get back. And we'll see you on the other side of the break, and you've got me for the whole hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
It's almost impossible to overstate how disruptive Trump has been to the new global world order. He came out of like another universe. He stepped through another dimension. The left thought that they had Hillary's election sewn up for sure, and we don't know if Trump is going to be reelected. War could break out at any time, you know, with Hong Kong, Kashmir, other places, Iran, Straits of Hormuz. And as Mr. Salenti said in the last hour, when the bankers are in a panic, war is always the best reset button. Because if you burn down the entire global financial system, then all the paper is gone, and that means all the culpability for wrecking the economy in the first place, it's gone. The people who own real property, the diamonds and the gold, those people, after the ashes cool off, you know, they think that they can return from Patagonia or wherever they've been hiding out, you know, running generators. They think that they can return, and depending on which countries, because they're usually very diversified, they've got properties everywhere, depending on which countries regain stability first, they'll go back and they'll try to buy off whatever political order is reestablished to get the local establishment to recognize their property deeds. Now, in some countries, they may have just been, their properties might have just been seized. They might have been turned into communal collective farms. But in another country, they might be able to buy off the politicians and get their right to own the land reasserted, push out the squatters, and just can carry on, but this time without the overhanging debt burden, which has been burned up in this coming potential World War III. Now, something that everybody needs to consider very carefully, and Mr. Salenti hinted at this when he was talking about, you know, guns, gold, and the getaway plan. If there's a war this time, it's not going to be like World War II, where it's fought over in some other continent, and back here in America, all we have is some rationing cards and, you know, a little bit of hardship, but really not much. The next war, it may or may not involve missiles or nukes, but for sure, the next war is going to involve everybody doing cyber attacks on everybody else's electrical grid, banking systems. You know, this means water won't flow, food won't be distributed, and our American cities, and around the world as well, our American cities will go absolutely haywire. I mean haywire. And when this happens, it's not going to be like an elevator where you can fall from the 21st floor but hit the button and stop somewhere in the 20th century or the 19th century. All of the infrastructure that existed to support a 1950s economy, you know, the Sears Roebuck catalog, that kind of thing, it's gone. That doesn't exist anymore. You can't stop at the 19th century. You know, the cast iron plows and cast iron machinery, those factories are gone. So if we go into an economic freefall, we can continue falling, and God only knows where we'll end up. I wrote a almost a novella, a short story, you can just Google it and find it on the internet, called Alas, Brave New Babylon, kind of a worst-case scenario. But for everybody, and we don't want that, obviously, But I don't think the next war is going to be a matter of a little belt tightening and we'll get back to normal. It could go really crazy off the rails. And to that end, I don't even think that having a water purifier is enough, because I would say more than half of Americans, they're on city water of some kind or another. If there's no power for days, weeks, or months, there's not going to be city water. So just fill in your bathtub, yeah, that'll get you through the weekend or maybe a week. But then what? I mean, it can get extremely ugly extremely fast. And that's where, you know, you need to think about things to prolong your life where you don't need to go out like a gazelle going to the watering hole that's surrounded by lions and crocodiles, which will be, you know, your looted local supermarket. If you're the dad and you're trying to go out and find food for your starving kids, and so is everybody else, and so are the bad guys, you want to be able to stay home for weeks or months. That means food, water, all kind of supplies, a lot of which you can find in the InfoWars store, frankly, things that can preserve your food, preserve your life. And if you are drinking ditch water or from the local stream, you are going to want those filters. You are going to want your long-term survival food, because, you know, if you have to go to the supermarket, which is surrounded by looters and shooters, you know, you may not come back to your family. So seriously, these are very perilous times. We all hope that it never happens, but like Gerald Celente said, if you buy this stuff, it's like insurance. You hope you never need it. You stockpile it, it's good for 20 years, and you hope you never need it. But by God, if you need it and you don't have it, and you have to go out scrounging for food with all the other starving people, it's going to be real ugly, real fast. And some of the dynamics that are building up that were mentioned in the last hour, when the Chinese are moving all these troops to the border of Hong Kong, there was a similar type of a dynamic, not quite exactly. It's not a perfect parallel, but in 1914, the European armies moved those armies up to the borders of their adversaries. Well, then you can't just keep them there. They're not robots that you switch on and switch off. These are human beings that have to be fed and housed. They're, you know, coming from bases all over China. You get into a posture where if you remove them, it's going to look like a back down. And if you just keep them there, it's very difficult. So there's going to be a lot of pressure for the Chinese to move into Hong Kong. And I don't expect to see all those trucks and armored personnel carriers going in immediately. I think that even right now, as we're speaking, the Chinese version of the Russian men with green faces, you know, these are troops that are like Chinese Spetsnaz that are going to be wearing civilian clothes, easily able to infiltrate into Hong Kong. And then they can either, you know, set up watch positions, be in positions to throw the switches on communication and electronics, you know, commandos with technical training, or kidnap leaders of the resistance, do false flag operations, snipe at Hong Kong police, which will then be blamed on the Chinese, you know, freedom resistance. You know, all of this is happening right now, I promise you. In this scenario where you see the uniformed troops moving up to the border, you can bet already the Chinese special ops troops, not in uniform, are already fanning out all through Hong Kong. So it's, you know, God bless these guys that are brave enough to go out day after day, waving American flags, which is really poking a stick in the eye of the Chinese dragon, for that to be on world television. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And living here off the fat of the land in the United States of America, if things go seriously haywire in this country, say after Trump loses an election and we wind up with gun confiscation under Kamala Harris, will we be as brave? You know, it's time to do an inside look and a gut check. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some gun confiscation scenarios that are going to be unfolding in front of our eyes going forward.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. and we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
It's pretty amusing watching Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about racism in America. And what we see from the left constantly is a total lack of self-awareness and just an amazing level of projection. You know, when she's calling everything racist, if you're not a communist, you're a racist. If you're a black guy who hates communism, you're a self-hating black because you should be, you know, you should be automatically with the left. That was the other squad. You know, if you're a black, you got to be speaking like us. If you're a Hispanic, you got to be speaking like us. They have absolutely no self-awareness about the dangerous identity politics road they're taking this country down. And, you know, I would say that Cortez, I like to call her Cortez instead of AOC, which is kind of giving her too much cred, like LBJ or JFK. I just like to call her Cortez, because Cortez was a pure-blood Spanish conquistador who came to the New World and wiped out the Aztecs. So I like to just remind her of her Spanish white conquistador roots with her name Cortez. It's all I call her, Cortez. So Cortez has been leading the drumbeat, calling ICE facilities concentration camps. We know what that means. Concentration camp in modern vernacular terminology means a Nazi death camp. It means Dachau or Auschwitz. We know what we're supposed to do when we're confronted with the real evil of real Nazis like the Auschwitz guys. You're supposed to kill them. That's where we saw an attempted bombing in the Northwest against an ICE facility. The guy was trying to set fire to a giant 500-gallon propane tank. I'm not sure how big it was, but a big propane tank. His goal was to light that thing off. And just a day or two ago, we saw in San Antonio somebody firing at the specific floors of ICE in a federal building in San Antonio, which means a rifleman. Somebody who had, studied the range, knew how to count the floors, which isn't always obvious because sometimes the ground level floor may or may not count as a garage or the first deck. And so just counting windows is not always going to get you to the right answer. Somebody did some recon. They put aimed rifle shots into the ICE offices. This is really an act of civil war or insurrection. It's way beyond sedition. So, I mean, we actually have in the Constitution, sedition is mentioned, I believe, but people like AOC calling ICE, Nazi concentration camp guards is going to get them killed. And it's already resulted in rifle fire. The guy who shot at the ICE building in San Antonio, I promise you, that's not as far as he's going to go. That's the stage that he's at developmentally this week, but he is not going to stop. In Portland this weekend, there's going to be another big face-off between Antifa and the Proud Boy types. And I think that we're going to see an escalation to the next level where somebody is going to pop off rounds. And I say that because if you fire into a crowd, it's the easiest false flag in the world. Remember, communists, like radical Islamists, they believe that the ends justify the means. So any tactic that results in your cause being furthered is good no matter what you have to do. So if you have to lie about whether you're a communist or not, sure, that's fine. It's perfectly okay. Likewise, if you have to shoot a couple of your comrades and then leave literature blaming the Proud Boys, they'll do it. They've already been talking about going in among the Proud Boys side, with the Trump hats, wearing the MAGA hats and MAGA gear in order to provoke violence that'll be blamed on the Proud Boys. This is the kind of tactic we're going to be seeing. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is, this ICE facility being shot with a rifle from a distance. It's the first maybe shot of an opening stages of what could be a civil war. The elites are extremely desperate, and they're going to stop at nothing to see that Trump is unelected. They'll wreck the economy. They'll talk down the economy. In any way they can, they'll sabotage Trump, trying to lead to his being not reelected. And in that vein, talking about Cortez and the squad and her constant calls of that everybody on our side is a racist, I was studying this this film that's now supposedly not going to be released in September called The Hunt. And I was looking at it from the point of view of, in previous genocides where socialists, mostly international socialists, a.k.a. communists, but also national socialists, before genocide, they always demonize and scapegoat their enemy. And I looked into this film. And I found a one or two frame shot that has a bulletin board picture of the people that are being hunted. And it's hard to see because it's kind of dark, but you can see on this bulletin board that there's a rhino hunter who looks suspiciously like Ted Nugent, and there's a talk show host who could be, you know, Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh, guy with a microphone. And there's a guy with a tiki torch, you know, that's the Charlottesville Nazis. But then you've just got some guys standing on the Capitol steps, politicians or lobbyists. You see a lady with a long gun standing in front of an American flag. You know, you see a campaign worker, and it says behind her range, which I think in the film context is Trump. So these are the types of people that the left think it's legitimate to kidnap, drug, take to some manor, and then hunt and murder. And I was looking at writing something about this. I'm writing for a website now called American Partisan. It's been out for a year or two. They've been inviting me to come over, and I'm writing for them now. But I was going to write something about the hunt, and then it got canceled. But in my research, I found this amazing thread where the producer of the hunt, he's a guy named Jason Blum. He's about 50 years old. He came out of Vassar College, extreme left-wing college, SJW University type of place. He goes to work for Miramax as a mentee under the tutelage of none other than Harvey Weinstein, you know, the rapist and Democrat Party bundler and donor and fundraiser. Then he goes to work for Universal. All of his pictures have a common theme. They all portray America as this evil, horrible place. Uncle Sam with an AK-47, you know, the white cops tracking down and killing blacks. These are films primarily he's known for, The Purge. You can see on that Purge election year picture, it says, "Keep America Great." Like, that's a real hint. You see on the left, you know, it's somebody just blowing away a black chick who's on the ground. All of his films feature white guys hunting down and murdering minorities. In the Purge series, a group called the New American Founding Fathers has taken over. They're white racist, you know, evil people. And what Blum is doing is conflating the Founding Fathers, you know, George Washington, et cetera, with evil, racist, Nazi-like, slave-owning bastards who all they want to do is go out and murder minorities. This is a deep level of propaganda. And people say, Matt, well, there's been movies like Death Wish, and there's been, you know, slasher films like Halloween, but not like Jason Blum's films, because what they do is intermingle the gory slasher stuff with a very anti-American, anti-white, you know, just a message that's designed to stoke racial hatred. And, it's very lucrative. The guy's rich. But look what it's doing to our country. And I'm going to get more into this when I come back at the other side of this break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm going to continue now with this dive into the world of Hollywood twisted psychodrama that generations of Americans are just swallowing, but it's really been getting worse in a very distinct way recently. I've heard people say when I talk about this film, The Hunt, but Matt, you know, what about Death Wish? It's just another revenge flick. In Death Wish, Charles Bronson's character, his wife and his daughter are like murdered by home invaders, and the police can't find them and don't do anything. He gets a gun, somebody gives him a revolver, he goes out walking around the streets of New York, and muggers attack him, he shoots back. This is in no way anything like The Hunt, where deplorable conservative red staters are kidnapped and hunted by liberals. And in fact, it's said that the original title was going to be Red State versus Blue State. And other people will say, but Matt, there's always been slasher films. These aren't just gory slasher films, you know, The Purge, The Hunt. These are political films with a point. And as far as The Hunt, people say, yeah, but Matt, in the trailer, it looks like the blonde, Betty Gilpin, she kicks ass. She turns the tables. You know, she makes the blue state champagne sippers, the caviar guys on the jet. She takes it to them.
Hey there. Help you?
What state is this?
Sorry.
You don't understand the question?
Oh, no, I didn't. Most people know where they are.
Why ain't most people?
You're in the glorious state of Arkansas, sweetheart.
How'd you know they was lying?
Well, this ain't Arkansas, so everyone is lying.
Your idea is incredible.
I can't argue with that. We pay for everything, so this country belongs to us.
It's just business. Hunting human beings for sport.
They're not human beings.
Every year, a bunch of elites kidnap normal folk like us. Where'd they get you from?
Wyoming. Mississippi.
Orlando. And hunt us for sport. Hurry, hurry, hurry up.
So it's true. We're being hunted.
Hey, what are we gonna wait?
What is happening?
Put him in the back with the rest.
On a Jeff Red train. Down at the station. I don't care where it goes.
Now they can't see us.
You just told them we're here. What was that?
I think that was a rifle.
Everybody get in! Jesus, come on!
Who are these people?
How are they getting away with this?
You have no idea what you're up against.
They're playing you!
They'll tear you to pieces.
We'll see. Of all the people you kidnapped, of all the people you killed, you picked the wrong game. Lady, you're crazy.
Okay. A lot of folks, like I was saying, a lot of folks will say, but Matt, they flipped the, you know, the script flips on the against the blue crazy people, and the red state guys take them down. That's true, but as far as I'm concerned, looking at Jason Blum's entire track record, this is purely a fig leaf. There's no way he could make a film where the blue state killers are shown as the heroes just tracking down and exterminating these Untermenschen. But they make their points along the way, like where the Ted Nugent rhino hunter is killed with arrows, graphically, up close. So all through the movie, what they're doing is desensitizing the viewers, getting them used to the idea of hunting these deplorables. Sure, the deplorables might, in the end, flip the switch for a while, but this is all designed to turn up the heat under the latent civil war, the cold civil war. There, Jason Blum, his goal here is, in every one of his movies, stoke racial hatred, stoke anti-Americanism, any association with guns and firearms, American flag, it's evil. You know, George Washington, Uncle Sam, they're evil. And that's his entire shtick. One of his movies that I saw recently is called Get Out. It's a really good movie. I mean, it's well done in that sense. But what is the plot of Get Out? Some evil white guys that are very rich, they trick and kidnap young black guys to coming out like, you know, you're my daughter's new boyfriend. Come out to our estate somewhere in New England, it looks like. And then we chain you up in the basement and perform some kind of a lobotomy where we're going to put the mind of some old geriatric white person into the young, healthy black guy and turn them into like a something like a zombie with the memory of the old white guy. See, all of his movies involve hatred for America, hatred for whites, and he's a white guy, but he's making tons of money, you know, off of these films. So there are people out there, they don't care if they're stoking a civil war. It doesn't matter as long as they've got their cash. I guarantee you, people like that, they don't think this will ever touch them. And it's getting really sick, and it's not just in the films. You know, there's this guy named Reza Aslan. He had a show on CNN kind of like trying to be a political Anthony Bourdain, but he got fired when the Hindus didn't appreciate him eating human brains on camera. It's a long story. But he's still a college professor in California in good standing, teaching our, you know, students that are paying a fortune or taking loans to go out on for a fortune. Reza Aslan, he has tweets up that are unbelievable. He is a blue check famous guy with thousands, you know, how many, umpteen thousand followers. He has a tweet that's still up. I'm going to read it. After today, there is no longer any room for nuance. The president is a white nationalist terror leader. His supporters, all of them in caps, are by definition white nationalist terror supporters. The MAGA hat is a KKK hood. And this evil racist scourge, that's us, Trump voters, this evil racist scourge must be eradicated from society. Twitter is cool with that. You know, I got permabanned from Twitter for posting a burqa meme that didn't even name a religion. It just showed a succession of a woman and a daughter going from like a very loose hijab to a total blackout burqa. I got permabanned as an Islamophobe, but you can call for the eradication of all Trump supporters, and it's fine with, you know, left-wing social media. So when seen through this lens, the films of Jason Blum, you know, anti-American, anti-white, stoking racial hatred, and you have AOC, Cortez, she's calling ICE, the people that work for ICE, concentration camp guards. She's saying, oh, I never thought I would see this in America. There's nothing you can call them but concentration camps, which means Auschwitz and Dachau. No, so no wonder people are taking pot shots at the ICE facility in San Antonio, and not even pot shots, aimed shots going dead through the window of ICE office of the ICE offices. I mean, they were right through the window. And if somebody had been standing there, they would have died. You know, and that was somebody that's still out there, still has the rifle, still has the scope. So we're in very dangerous times. Now, here's where I'm going to end today. The left believes that by hook or by crook, they're going to use their old Alinsky and Gramsci and Marx playbooks. And they're going to trick, hoodwink, elect their way into power. And once they're in power, they'll just be able to ratchet up the taxes, confiscate our guns, and for our own good, whether we like it or not, shove socialism down our throats and make it like California that we can never, ever, you know, throw them out of office, because by then they'll own the Supreme Court. You know, they're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They'll own every judicial level. They already own 90% of the media. They own 99% of colleges and universities that are, you know, turning out little Marxist robots by the millions. But what they don't factor in, this is their lack of self-awareness. They are going to meet an iron resistance from half of the country that are Trump owners, and there are 400 million guns out there. And we're not just going to get on the boxcar. We're not going to drink the Kool-Aid. You know, they think that they're just going to, one way or the other, turn the entire country into California so it can never be switched back. But when they come for the guns, when they do this mandatory compensated confiscation, it's going to go back on them. And the police that, any police that go on confiscation raids, you're not my brother, and God help you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.